The G.I. Journal goes to press.
Hello, Editor-in-Chief Jack Haley speaking. Hello. Hello, yes, we take personal ads. Just a minute till I get a pencil. Okay, shoot. Marine Sergeant with Billy Goat would like to meet attractive young girl with Nanny Goat. Object, a little kidding around. Okay, thanks very much. We'll run it on page one. Here it is, 10 o'clock, and I haven't had my breakfast yet. Treacher, Arthur Treacher, come in here.
Did you call, sir?
Fine valet you are. Where's my breakfast?
I have it right here, sir. G.I. coffee, cold toast and powdered eggs, fried spam, and something on a shingle.
All right. Creature, put the tray down right there. Well, it's time to get dressed. Did you press the pants of my brown suit with the invisible pinstripe?
Yes, sir. But the iron was a little too hot.
What happened?
Well, today you'll be wearing a pinstripe with an invisible brown suit.
You didn't burn a hole in my good pants.
Well, let's put it this way. If you go anywhere today and sit down, don't get up. will you be going out this afternoon, Mr. Haley?
I'll say I will. Didn't you see the ad in G.I. Journal this morning? Here, listen to this. Beautiful, lonely blonde at the Plaza Hotel would like to make the acquaintance of gentlemen with honorable intentions.
Honorable intentions, sir?
Yes, but I'm going anyway. Not that my intentions are dishonorable, mind you. After all, what do you think I am, a wolf?
Oh, no, sir. Although I have noticed that when the pack howls at night, your tail curls up.
Going again? You've got me all wrong, Preacher. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart because I'm sorry for a poor little girl all alone in a hotel room with no one around to protect her.
Very well, sir. Stop drooling and let's go.
Now, wait a minute, Preacher. What do you mean, let's go? You're not going with me.
Well, I think it would be advisable, sir. You see, you could use a few pointers in your relations with the opposite sex.
Are you implying that I'm a jerk?
Oh, no, sir. I am merely intimating that your ineptitude with les femmes éternelles is not conducive to successful culmination, amatory or platonic.
What's that mean?
Well, it means, sir, that you're a jerk.
Well, all right, you can come along, but remember, this is my date. No halves.
Well, any objection to my having lookies?
Well, you can have lookies, but no touchies.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye. Said, your story's so touching, it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly-ree. Fly-roo.
an easy flight, boy, you're going off the beam.
Buzzer said, you are choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free.
The monkey looks the buzzer right dead in the eye. Said, the story's so touching, it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right, Papa. Straighten up and stay right, Papa. Straighten up and fly right, Papa. Cool down, slow down, for you blow your top, boy.
Those were the Pied Pipers with June Hutton dedicating a musical column to Corky Behrens in the Coast Guard, Bigfoot at APO 322, and Private Bill Garland at 858. And now we find our editor-in-chief, Jack Haley, and his assistant, Arthur Treacher, in the Plaza Hotel.
Well, here's that poor lonely girl's room, Treacher. Now remember, I'm depending on you. Every chance you get, tell her that I'm attractive, handsome, desirable, and a gentleman.
Don't worry, sir. I'll lie my head off.
Build me up. Make me a big shot. Whatever I say, you go even further.
Very good, sir.
Poor lonely little flower. She's probably in there waiting for her dream man now. Delicate, fragile little creature that she is. Well, I'll knock on the door.
Well, what do you want?
Pardon me, I must have the wrong room. I was looking for a woman.
What do I look like, a duck?
Quack, quack. You see, madam, we were answering a personal ad that appeared in G.I. Journal. It was supposed to be a beautiful, lonely blonde.
Oh, that's my daughter. She put the ad in the paper, but I interview all the applicants. Come in.
Well, after thinking it over...
Come in!
Yes, Sergeant.
What about this tall, skinny jerk here?
He's with me.
Okay, anemic, you can come in, too.
Quack, quack. Oh, stop with that quack, quack creature. If her daughter and I become friends... Maybe the two of you can get together. Who knows?
I do.
Come now, Mr. Treacher. I'm considered rather attractive. Tell me, what do you think of my figure?
Moo, moo.
Oh, no. No, you can't insult me like that. I'll have you know that I come from the most aristocratic family in California. Do you know who my mother was?
Luck, luck. Come on, let's get down to business. I came here to see your daughter, madam.
Well, before you do that, I'll have to ask you a few questions, young man. First, what is your name?
Oh, it wouldn't mean anything to you. You probably never heard of me.
Well, what's your name?
Jack Haley.
Get out of here!
Gee, she has heard of me. But it isn't true, honest it isn't. I'm really a nice fellow.
Well, all right, but tell me. Have you got any money?
Oh, I've got a few dollars. Hey, Treacher? Treacher, don't you remember what I told you to do?
Eh? Oh, yes. A few dollars. Why, he's fabulously wealthy, madam.
A millionaire?
Millionaire? Why, he's got almost as much money as a corporal.
Yes, and I don't like to brag, but if I did it all by myself... I did. I started right from the gutter.
The gutter?
Yes.
Why, madam, this boy came right from the sewer.
Treacher, I'm beginning to think this idea was a mistake.
Mr. Haley, this is rather personal, but, are you the romantic type?
Oh, yes. I've been told I kiss like Charles Boyer.
Charles Boyer? Why, Mr. Haley kisses like a Saint Bernard.
Now I know I made a mistake.
Well, just a few more questions and I'm through. Are you a college man, Mr. Haley?
Yes, I went to a co-ed college for 4 years.
A co-ed college? What did you learn?
Well...
Quiet, Treacher. I'll handle this.
You haven't answered my question. What did you learn?
Well, I learned how to drive a car with a beautiful girl sitting next to me.
What's so difficult about that?
Can you steer with your feet?
Well, I'll go up upstairs and send my daughter down. First, though, I must be sure you're a gentleman. I don't want you sitting on the couch whispering sweet nothings in her ear.
Oh, I wouldn't whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I'd whisper something.
And if you need any help, sir, just call on me.
Where will you be?
On the other ear.
Join our editorial staff in just a moment. But right now, G.I. Journal's musical editor, Sergeant Harry Bluestone, with the band of the Air Force's Training Command, meet a musical deadline for Tico Tico.
Girl should be down any minute now, Treacher. Gosh, I'm getting more nervous every second.
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'll be right here behind the couch telling you what to do and what to say.
Shh, here she comes. Quick, get down behind the couch.
Hello there.
Why, it's Diana Lewis. When I answered the ad, I never thought you'd turn out to be Diana Lewis, the movie star.
I never thought you'd turn out to be Jack Haley, the, whatever you are.
I hope you're not disappointed that I answered the ad.
Oh, no, I'm thrilled. I'm so tired of these young, good-looking men.
Oh, well, shall we sit down, Diana?
Yes. How about sitting over here on the couch?
If we don't, I'm dead.
Hey, Treacher, what do I do now?
Keep talking. Show her how much you and she have in common.
Oh, yeah. Diana, I love to read good books. Do you like to read good books?
No.
Well, I love to dance, too. Do you like to dance?
No.
Well, I'm crazy about hamburgers. Do you like hamburgers?
With onions?
Yes.
And relish?
Yes.
And a piece of pickle on the side?
Yes.
No.
Hey, Treacher, think of something else.
Go back to her beauty again.
Okay. Diana, you're gorgeous. Your hair is like,
silk.
Silk. And your eyes, they're, like,
stars.
Stars. And your throat is so...
White.
White. And your ankles, they're so... Treacher, her ankles.
I don't approve of island hopping, sir.
This has gone far enough. Tell your friend to come out from behind the couch.
Oh, you knew he was there all the time?
I knew somebody was there. Unless you could kiss me and freeze down the back of my neck at the same time.
Diana, I only did it because I'm crazy about you. I want to marry you.
I'm sorry, Jack. But I made a promise I wouldn't get married until my mother found another husband.
Another husband? Why, that's easy.
Oh, Treacher.
Hi, Pa.
Treacher, if you refuse to marry that woman after all I've done for you, you're nothing but a rat.
A rat, sir?
Yes, a rat. Now, what have you got to say to that?
Squeak. Squeak.
Now, here's where we proofread G.I. Journal's original song of the week. And this week, our copy girl in the vocal pinup department, Miss Pat Friday, has a real five-star feature. Incidentally, guys, if you've written music or lyrics to a song, send it right in to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and you'll hear Pat sing it especially for you with the AFRS Orchestra. This week, as a follow-up to Mail Call's recent salute to the U.S. Fifth Army, we bring you an original by Corporal John W. Forty, which was first heard over the Fifth Army's Mobile radio station this spring. So popular has the tune become that it's been adopted as the Fifth Army's own song. The title, Somewhere on Via Roma. And here to sing it back to you guys of the famous Fifth is Pat Friday.
to you, my love, someday on the aroma. When the world is free again, I pray that we will meet again somewhere on the aroma.
Thank you, Patty. And say, congratulations, Corporal Johnny 40, too. Now, let's go back and see how Jack and Diana are getting along.
Are you sure you won't change your mind, Diana?
Positive, Jack. I won't even talk about marriage until Mother has a husband. Don't you know any men around Mother's age?
Sure, but she wouldn't marry Benjamin Franklin. But don't worry, I'm sure I can dig up a husband for her somewhere.
I certainly hope so. Well, I better go inside and see how Mother is.
Gee, I just got to get a husband for that dear, sweet old white-haired battle axe. I wonder... Come in.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Well, I'm a current private fad sack.
What are you doing here, Sack?
Well, I was in the neighborhood. I often drop in to see you. I'm an old friend of the family. Come on, where's the beautiful blonde?
Oh, you read the ad in GI Journal. Tell me, your intentions honorable?
Why, of course, my intentions are honored. I always do the right let's not get nosy, bub.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, Zach, but you're too late.
Too late.
Yes, I beat you to the girl.
That's me. Always too late. Even in the chow line, all I ever get to do is lick the cook's fingers.
Well, don't feel too bad, because her mother wants a husband, too. And I think you're just the man for it.
Her mother?
Sure.
No.
Really? She's a wonderful cook.
No.
And she'd make you a wonderful housekeeper.
No.
And she's just loaded with dough.
Loaded with dough, huh? How old is she?
She was born in 1900.
Never mind that. I asked her how old she is.
Can't you figure that out? Just subtract 1900 from
1944. 1900. Zero from four is three. Very little. put down three, carry five. Two from three nine from seven that ain't easy either. Well, I got an answer, but I'm not sure it's right.
What is it?
It's 600 bushels.
Can't you subtract 1900 from 1944? The woman is 56 years old.
Oh, well, if she's got all that money, I'll take a look at her. What can I lose?
That's right. If you ever had anything, you lost it long ago.
Okay. Call the sweet old call the nice old the lovely old call the old bag up.
Mrs. Lewis. There's someone out here to see you.
Well, now what do you want? Who is this idiot?
This idiot wants to marry you.
Marry me? Woohoo! Well, lover boy. Take me in your big, strong arms and crush me.
You crush you? I couldn't even put a dent in you.
Been waiting 20 years for this moment.
Couldn't you hold out a little longer?
No, I can't wait any longer. Kiss me. There. Didn't that do something to you down deep inside?
Yes, it did.
What?
Mind if I love you? Mind if I give my heart a big surprise and let you try it on for size? Or do you mind if I love you? Mind if I get right down on my knee and make a pretty speech? I'm flashing like a Georgia peach. But do you mind if I love you?
I'm talking to daisies, I'm walking with stars.
Practicing serenades and pricing guitars. Trying to tell you it's hurting to buy. But it will take me a lifetime. Say, mind if I love you? Mind if I find my heaven in your heart? You've overturned my apple cart. So do you mind if I love you?
Pipers with greetings to APO 244, especially Sergeant Berti, and to the Bakers at Navy 250. And now back to the editor's office.
Well, gang, this is Jack Haley, and I just want to say thanks to Diana Lewis for being here, and thanks to Verna Felton for her swell performance as Di's mother, and thanks to Arthur Treacher, and also Mel Blanc, who does Private Sad Sack.
I just landed an ad for our pay.
Someone pay this guy off.
I'll read. You see, I took the dictionary less. Dictionary. Nobody can give this the reading that I can. I'm the only one who can get. Oh, read that darn thing yourself.
Okay. Attention, all men who march. Are you run down after a week of forced day and night marches? Do the medics in your company follow you around yelling, "Hey, Mac, pull up your back"? Then try our new method of keeping fit. No harsh irritants, no habit-forming drugs, no herbs, no medicine. No. Be sure you get the genuine cure. Ask for them by their easy-to-say scientific names of Pedidictitosahegianus extremis and vapatunditis. Or, if you can remember, ask for dubbing. Dubbing preserves your shoes. If your shoes are properly taken care of, You do a lot to avoid tired feet and physical fatigue. Get your shoes repaired at the first sign of wear. As soon as you notice a thin spot or break in the outer sole, or when the heels are loose, run down or run over. Listen to the happy feet of this man who took care of his shoes. See? Happy dog. So long.
This is Harry Mitchell saying so long and reminding you to send along any gag or joke that you'd like to hear read by such editors as Jack Haley, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Kay Kaiser, Diana Lewis, or Linda Darnell. It's G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.